From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Ferry Anderson. It's Thursday, April 4th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with manga artist Kofi Bazell-Smith about his latest and final exhibit at Kraner Art Museum. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Members of Illinois' hospitality industry are rallying hard against an effort to eliminate the state's tip credit for tipped workers. Mawa Iqbal has more.
A tip credit allows employers to count the workers' tips to make sure they get paid at least the state minimum wage of $14 an hour. Lawmakers have introduced a bill bumping up the tipped worker-based wage to the state's minimum wage. Springfield restaurant owner Karen Kahn says this bill would eventually drive businesses to the ground.
It is well-intended, but it will have unintended negative consequences for our business, our hardworking team members, and the customers we serve.
The bill supporters say this will ensure every worker is paid a living wage. By law, employers must make up the difference if a tipped worker doesn't reach that $14 benchmark after counting their tips. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Democratic National Convention will be in Chicago later this summer. Planners say they want the four-day event to be considerate of the environment. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has more.
The DNC has hired two Chicago-based sustainability advisors, Brightbeat and Purpose. Work has yet to begin, but the plan is to rethink how food is discarded and event material can be reused in the future with 50,000 visitors coming to town. Matt Hill is a spokesman with the DNC.
We're really excited to bring on local climate sustainability experts to figure out the best practices and tools that we can use to make sure that we deliver one of the most sustainable conventions in American history.
Both of the businesses the DNC hired are owned by women. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
The not-for-profit parent of WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times announced layoffs yesterday at both news organizations. Dave McKinney has more.
Chicago Public Media is citing financial pressures as the basis for 14 job cuts that hit mostly at the city's NPR affiliate. CEO Matt Moog said WBEZ's podcast unit would be eliminated, with production ceasing for three titles, including Nerdette, hosted by Greta Johnson. Also, sister station Vocalo will leave the air by May 1st. The cuts come after the $61 million merger between WBEZ and the Sun-Times and as a $6 million studio renovation comes online. In recent tax filings, Chicago Public Media reported a nearly $9 million profit. Moog, however, said WBEZ is operating at a deficit. This is Dave McKinney.
The Fighting Illini women's basketball team won the inaugural Women's Basketball Invitation Tournament last night against the Villanova Wildcats 71-57. Illinois senior guard Makira Cook led the team with 27 points and 5 assists and won the 2024 WBIT Most Outstanding Player Award. Illinois finishes the season on a 5-game win streak and an overall record of 19-15. Along with Makira Cook, Genesis Bryant and Kendall Bostick were named to the WBIT All-Tournament team. Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with manga artist Kofi Bazell-Smith about his latest and final exhibit at Kraner Art Museum. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, a candid conversation with Urbana Police Chief Larry Boone about navigating race from behind the badge.
I knew when I was diversifying the rank and file, I knew that would be problematic. I did it because it was the right thing to do.
I'm Christine Herman. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Ferry Anderson. What does 19th century Japanese comics have to do with Champaign-Urbana? Well, for one resident, it means becoming the first professor and black man in the United States to teach students how to draw manga art. Kofi Bazell-Smith is a Master of Fine Arts student at the University of Illinois School of Art and Design. His art career explores these themes after a childhood fascination that ultimately led him to Japan and learning the language. His latest and final exhibit at Kraner Art Museum opens on Saturday, April 6th. IPM's Kennedy Vincent recently spoke with Bazell-Smith about his journey.
Kofi, let's talk about how all of this started. You said you had a childhood fascination with Japanese art. How did that come about?
I saw Dragon Ball Z on TV, the anime, when I was a little kid. I was mesmerized by it. I just started drawing the scenes that I saw on TV, and immediately I was like, this is just what I want to do. I was like 6 or 7 years old.
What was the inspiration behind choosing manga versus another form of traditional Japanese art?
It just happened to be the first thing that had an impact on me. So when I saw anime, when I was drawing manga, I didn't know it was Japanese. I just saw these cartoons and I was like, I knew it was something different. It wasn't Bugs Bunny. There was something special about it. So all I was doing was copying that. My parents started buying me manga. That was like my first introduction, my first interaction with art.
Manga is an art form that has so much history. It's a style that dates back to the 19th century in Japan. How did manga first start?
So you could say it's really sort of started to take off in the early 1900s. This is debated for some reason among Western scholars, but people in Japan are pretty clear. There's a long scroll called Choju Jinbutsu Giga, which roughly translates into picture of frolicking anthropomorphic animals. There's no words. It's just a bunch of rabbits and toads and monkeys just doing stuff. The term comes from, it means whimsical pictures. So ga means picture, mon means whimsical. At the time, that just meant sketches, like funny sketches.
When did you first travel to Japan?
The first time I traveled to Japan was when I was 27. So I was a dropout, dropped out of college like 3 times. Had a 1.7 GPA. I was working another dead-end job. I used to work at like factories, all kind of stuff. I was working at a temp job, and I was kind of like, all right, I got to do something. So I hired a private language tutor, started saving money for the first time, saved up $5,000, and quit my job and flew to Japan for a month to go study manga, and I joined a boxing gym while I was there. And that was sort of life-changing, and that motivated me to go back to school when I got back home.
Now that you're going for your MFA, Master of Fine Arts, this is the end of your education process.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Man, it's been a long, long process. Many years in and out of school. It's a bit surreal, but I am ready to be done. It's been great, especially these past few years. But yeah, I'm ready to move on.
After you graduate, you are embarking upon the next phase of your manga art career and journey. You are going to be the first professor in the country to teach people how to draw manga.
I'm not the first person who teaches about manga, but I'll be the first professor that teaches students how to draw it, how to make it.
You have done so much. What is next for you? And also, I'm sure listeners are wondering, why are you still here in Illinois and why are you not in Japan yet?
The reason why I'm still in Illinois is because I'm still in school. So I graduated in May a few weeks ago, accepted a position at Rochester Institute of Technology where I'm going to be teaching manga and making manga, and I'm going to be running a study abroad program where I'm going to take RIT students with me to Japan every summer.
It's your last show in Champaign.
Yeah.
What can guests look forward to when they visit your exhibit, and how does it feel to have your last show be here?
It feels great. So I grew up in Champaign-Urbana, and I remember being a kid, my parents dragging me out to the art museum, and I hated it because I didn't get it. And now I have a show in the museum, and I finally appreciate it. And the place I used to get dragged to going, and I didn't understand the art. But I also like it because I'm putting comics in there. Now I'm putting manga in there, a form that usually doesn't belong in fine arts spaces, in academic spaces. So it feels really good to be able to be myself in the museum finally. What people can expect, you've never seen a comics or manga exhibition like this. It's going to be dope.
Kofi, thank you so much for joining me and congratulations on all of your work.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
That was IPM's Kennedy Vincent talking with Kofi Bazell-Smith, MFA student at the University of Illinois School of Art and Design. His exhibit is running from April 4th through the 20th at Cranard Arts Center. For more information, go to will.illinois.edu. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today it'll be cloudy and blustery with a chance of rain or snow showers and a high of 45 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today, contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco, Dave McKinney, Colin Highslope, and Kennedy Vincent. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.